5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow!
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
He's a partially blind man. He doesn't speak very well.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I should have a PhD.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good. She's a beautiful day in the best city in the world now. Beck Danaher, not far away.
Beck.
I know, we've got the big slide coming up and they're doing incredible work.
Number 9.
So we're looking forward to chatting to Beck. She's in here shortly.
Yep.
Wendell Saylor, the Dell.
The Dell. Big game tonight. Big game tonight.
We can't believe how well they're going. I don't think he can either.
No one.
The Brisbane Broncos. Mm. And then Ed Richards back end. Oh. Nice. I like that as well. Very nicely spoken young man. Playing very good football for the Western Bulldogs. Hello to you, Fat.
Oh, Jimmy boy. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy
44, it's not one of those birthdays you don't get too sort of carried away about.
I just looked you up on Wikipedia. By the name, your nickname's also Jing in there.
Really?
I think Hose told us that last year. 11th of May, 1967.
That makes you 56.
Makes you 56.
I'll tell you what I am, is younger than you. That's all I care about.
You're 56.
All right.
Same.
I'm younger than you.
Same.
Younger.
Same,
but younger.
And I've made a song, we've made a song with your 56th birthday.
Happy 50th.
That's the wrong order.
Yeah, sucked in, Fat. Are you thinking you're going to do some craft?
Yeah, some good craft tool them. We made a song for your 56th
it's
birthday.
It's not on
there.
The button bar.
Sucked in.
All right, here it is.
Kanga, happy birthday to you. Today you're
50, 56.
C-O-C-K, that's cock to me. Kangaroos.
So is that onion and your normal...
Nuffies, Jim.
That's worth waiting for.
Is that your normal crew in the booth?
All these two. They run out here.
Yep. Beersy.
Beersy. And here is your cake.
Oh.
Nice, Hose. What type of cake is it? Your favourite.
Orange cake.
Orange cake with poppy seeds. And it was made by Whitney, actually.
Well done,
so Whit's out there made
you.
That.
What's happened to my candle, Beersy?
You know, they light it. O, Elf, and H.
O, Elf,
and H.
You know, they light it, but that's your favourite, isn't it?
Poppy. O, Health, and H.
Poppy seed cake is your favourite, Jim.
You know, and you've got to have some, because it's bad luck if you don't have birthday cake.
All right, then. I'll have half.
I'll twist you.
And there's a present, Jim, for you.
Just throwing it over the desk.
It's obviously not fragile.
No, well, it was. Anyway.
Oh, wait, that looks like beautiful cake.
Hey, she made it today, actually. Yeah, so all fresh. Nice icing.
Beautiful.
So it looked nice and moist.
Moist.
Jim. Does it? That's all we're worried about. Did you taste it? Here we go.
Beautiful.
Oh, right. I'll have some in a minute because I've got to get bloody rappy out of the road.
Apparently we got you a present, but it hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah,
so.
We'll do
that
later.
Is beautiful.
Well done. Here we go.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
We hurry up, Bill. We've got to get some cake. Junior Rioli has been given a two-match ban, which is common sense.
Right.
Well done there.
Common sense.
They argued that it was severe rather than high impact and went down from 3-2.
Right.
So Ridley will also miss this week through concussion. So 2 weeks there for Junior.
Yep.
I tell you, he's not happy, Jim. Alistair Clarkson, not happy at all.
No.
He spoke today at the North Melbourne press conference about the stalling of the First Nations racism investigation at his former club, Hawthorn.
Heaven forbid, where's this going? It's just... We've waited 8 months. Yeah, there's the game is the victim of this. The game is shamed. Obviously, myself, folks, Jason, our families have been shamed. The Indigenous and First Nations families, they've been shamed. And there's one particular party out there that was the catalyst for all this that haven't been investigated at all. Their governance and conduct in this whole thing, the Hawthorn Football Club, just shameful. let's do an investigation on them and their practices and see how they go.
Ooh.
Not happy. I don't blame him for
He's nearly had enough.
It has been despicably handled, this whole thing.
Yep.
And, you know, to say, well, we won't be a part of this and we won't be a part of that and we're not presenting papers. And I mean, it's just, it's farcical.
Yeah.
You know, you make these accusations.
Yep.
Back them up. Prove that they were, you know, what you said happened, and then
let everyone speak.
Let everyone go from there. But to say all of this and then 8 months later have no ability to speak on your own behalf or defend yourself from these accusations is a disgrace.
That's the worst thing, not defending yourself.
Yeah, not be able to speak on your own behalf against what are heinous accusations. Exactly. I don't blame him for being annoyed, Fags, all of those people.
Exactly. Nearly had enough by the sound of that.
Yep. Don't blame him.
Some good news down at Geelong. Jai Clark is going to make his debut for the Cats tomorrow night. Big game against Richmond, MCG.
Yes.
And he phoned his dad to tell him of the great news.
Dad.
What's going on, Vegas?
Oh, I'm playing.
Oh, awesome, mate.
What's going on, Nackers? That's Stevie Clark, his old man. He's one of those great country players.
Right.
Queenscliff, the Cooters. Right. The Cougars. Yeah. Cougars, not Cooters. The Cougars.
Yep.
No, the Cooters.
Cooters, the boats.
No, the Cooters. Fish.
All right.
The Barracuda. Okay.
Barracuda.
Barracuda.
We got there and then.
T. Queensland.
Right. Very good player there, Jim. The AFL will find out July 17 from IP Australia if it's pushed to register trademarks for the Tassie Devils and the Tasmanian Devils has been successful, Jim.
Righto.
But what I'm hearing, it's going to be okay, Jim.
Taps his nose.
He does. Yeah. Yeah. That's where you hear from.
Yeah, Bewitch.
Good sort of input down there.
My IP people are telling me it's
IP.
Okay.
IP people.
Oh, my IP. Yes, Jim. Tasmanian board will be appointed by the AFL and the state government.
Right.
End of the month, and they'll have the ultimate decision on the team's branding.
Oh, right.
There we go. That'll be good.
We'll see.
Tonight, the Storm take on the Broncos in the rugby league.
Yeah, they do rugby league.
Amy Park, 7 o'clock, Triple M, Melbourne, or listener app if you don't mind. Storm are 5-4, Broncos 8-2.
Yes.
Interesting game, that one, Jim. Yesterday we spoke about Joffa Archer heading home early from the IPL with a sore elbow.
Yes.
A couple other fast bowlers that are not
starting to unravel a little here for the to and froms.
Mark Wood, paternity leave.
Yes.
Ollie Stone, crutches with a hammy.
Yep.
Overton is out with stress fractures.
Yes.
And Ollie Robertson, who took 14 wickets on the weekend in the county, he's having pain-killing injections, Jim. So, Tiger Woods.
Didn't stop him taking 14
wickets. I know, but surely it's not good for you if you're taking... Tiger Woods not playing in the USPGA. Now, big bike crash in stage 5 of the Giro d'Italia, the big road race over there, Jim.
Yes.
Just out of Naples there.
Right, yes.
It was hampered by wet weather and 4 crashes.
Ooh.
The first crash was caused by a stray dog wanting to cross the road at the wrong time.
Yeah. Everybody moving to the right. The dog is back into the bunch, and it's a dog that takes down a rider from Sudal Quickstep. Behind him are a few of his colleagues, and you imagine over to the right-hand side here, Evenepoel has gone down as well.
Oh, no.
No.
Luckily enough, the Italian commentators were there also, Jim.
Calamari.
Oh, my God. They're just a whole lot of Italian words.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's how they commentate.
Hose, do you hear her?
Come on, Hose.
Joe Dolce in the back.
I don't know what he was doing there.
I heard you.
Was it me?
Yeah.
No.
Linguini arms. that was part of bike commentary.
That was for you, birthday
boy. I thought it might have been.
That's it.
All right. Beck Danaher, I can see. Yes. We're going to get her in to talk about this amazing
big
course.
Freeze 9 launch today. By the way, you can get your beanies and socks at Coles, Coles Express, Bunnings, or online at fightmnd.org.au.
Beautiful.
Beck Danaher in next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Yeah.
Normally, we're inviting people to stick around.
Yeah.
My suggestion is that you don't.
Today, Big Freeze 9 was officially launched, and good friend of the show, Beck Danaher, has popped into the Rush Hour.
The fight against MND continues with Freeze MND 9, where a new batch of celebrities go down the slide at the MCG, just like Billy did.
He's a big unit as we know. Oh!
He's done now. A full flip.
I don't think that was intentional. I think it was just a body weight issue. It took him upside down, Bill.
Here to tell us all about this year's event, please welcome Beck Danaher.
Big Freeze 9, Beck.
9.
That's nuts.
Who would have thought? I'm still here, still going.
It is ridiculous.
So we got the beanies are out there, and I see there's a new addition this year, the socks.
Yeah, we got the Big Freeze socks. So, you know, head to toe in Big Freeze colours. That's what's important.
Footy socks awesome. And crew socks.
All the young kids want to run around in the crew socks. Not the footy socks anymore.
What's the difference? Are they short
They're just
ones,
shorter.
Righto. Yeah. And the beanie, who designed it this year?
It's a family affair, so all of us have our opinions go into the mix. Neil's excluded because he thought we should run with bandanas you won, so he's not allowed to he's not allowed to comment. But, it goes around the Danaher family. My husband's involved heavily as well, so
Beck, looks a bit Christmassy to me. I really like
it. It's fun. Yeah. Snowflakes, a bit of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Winter festive.
Oh, I tell you what, there's more bloody Danahers. There seems to be more this year. I didn't think you could have more Danahers, but there are.
Yeah, we had an all-in photo shoot. It's the theme of this Big Freeze campaign is all-in.
Yeah.
But that's about 50% of the Danahers in our immediate circle.
Crikey.
We know how to breed.
Yes.
Bloody oath you do.
Speaking of that...
You got another one on the way, yeah.
Come on, Ben, come on. Wowee.
So how many in that photo there?
I think that was between 60 and 70 of us came together for it.
And Nilo's there. So how's he going? I ask?
Yeah, no, you can. He's going really well. He was diagnosed nearly 10 years ago now and told that he probably had about 27 months to live. And here we are. Coming out to Big Freeze 9.
Mm.
He's still with us. MND has taken his voice. And, yes, I do a lot of stuff around the fight MND, but I'm a daughter first, so that's really challenging not to be able to sit down and have a chat with him.
Yeah.
But he finds different ways to do it, Billy.
Does he?
He finds different ways to do a joke, to heckle, and to be a coach from the sideline. So don't you worry. There's a lot of Neil involved in the Big Freeze.
He's always been like that. I loved Anthony, what he said, his brother. He's been given a task by someone above. He's bloody committed to it, and we're all better for it. So
that's not bad, Anthony.
That?
Well done.
Oh,
well
boy, done, Ant. That's what I thought.
Yeah, well, Ant, bloody hell.
See, Terry'd be still talking about something, wouldn't he?
No,
which wouldn't have made bloody sense.
No.
Exactly. But the ants come up with that, and I didn't mind that. So I can't wait to see the beanies in the wild.
Yeah, well, we choose our spokespeople carefully. There we go. Yeah.
Not Tezza.
Oh, Tez is always welcome, but... No, that's quite nice. That's quite nice words from
And the Melbourne boys, I see you're all in the photo again. It's very special for the Melbourne players, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I think we're heading towards a record-breaking crowd this year. D's are flying, Pies are flying.
Oh, yeah.
But both clubs get right behind it. It's a day that we sort of put our colours down and united under the blue. And they sort of, you know, always said that the game is beyond just, you know, the 4 points, and to have them sort of standing up and saying that is really impressive. And we're so thankful for everything that they do.
It's a King's birthday, of course, not the Queen's birthday.
It's a Big Freeze weekend.
All right, number 9. Hey, it's across three states, Victoria and Perth. Oh, which would be WA, Beck, and Queensland.
Yes. Yeah, we're going on a road show, so we'll be heading across June 3rd, the West Coast versus Collingwood at Optus Stadium. And then we've got June 12th at the MCG. And then we are heading up to Queensland at the Gabba on the 16th of June.
You know who's kicked the most goals individually at
Please
the Gabba?
Please don't answer that, Beck. No one has any interest. tell us.
Not Ant and not Terry and not Neil. Oh, fat, Beck. Don't worry.
There we go.
Tell us about the sliders. When do we start finding out who's heading down?
Yeah, we've got some brave sliders joining us, but it's top secret until June. So
righto.
I know it's going to come around really quickly, but there's a lot of preparation in the background. Those costumes take time to finesse. So I can't wait. Yeah.
Is that the word, finesse?
Yeah.
Or finish.
Finesse. No, quite confident.
Yeah. I reckon Beck could know the word, Bill. Yeah.
How much have you made, or everyone really, the people out there that buy the beanies and everyone together, since, 9 years ago? How much?
Yeah, so we've invested $69.3 million into our CURE initiatives and a further $6.9 million into care initiatives. So
$75 million.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. We were trying to raise $250,000 that first year and thinking that was a really noble target to reach. But we are blown away each and every year that the Australian community rallies behind it, and the impact that that money is making is just extraordinary. We're seeing momentum building. We're seeing researchers getting excited because we are making that progress. It takes time, takes money. But we know that everything that we're doing right now is going to achieve that end goal.
That's nuts. By the way, Coles, Coles Express, Bunnings, or online at fightmnd.org.au to make sure you snaffle your beanie.
Yes, and socks. Who? Well, you're not too keen on the socks. Just
I am very
just keen
on the socks.
Just because mum came up with the idea.
No. You can't get your socks at Coles or Bunnings, but you can get them online at fightmnd.org.au. Yeah, make my mum proud. Make sure you've done your socks.
Exactly. And a mural. Painting has gone up.
Oh, no, that's a mural.
Isn't it?
Yeah, mural's the town.
Kick the footy over the solo. Mural, that's up there your way.
A mural is what you're talking
mural.
About.
Mural.
Mural.
Anyway, it's a painting on the wall.
Yes.
And where's that?
Yeah, so we launched that this morning. So it's on just off Swanston Street near Bourke. So you can't miss it if you're in the city. So the amazingly talented Vincent Van Tuzo painted a picture of Neil and somehow made him look good. So well done, Vincent. That's a tough ask.
What's his name? Vincent Van?
Van Tuzo.
Oh, Nilly Goff.
Yeah, amazing artist. He's been a good friend of our family for a number of years now. So we've got a big picture of Neil. That we're saying, everyone, if you're in the area, make sure you head down there, get a snap with Neil. We're really keen to see that go far and wide.
Yeah, Turner's Alley it is. I know me inner city gym.
Do you?
Chin and all that around there.
All around there, you reckon, Bill?
How good is it at the footy, though, when you see everyone with one of these beanies on? It looks unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. But not only that, Beck, I play golf, as you know, and all year round. As soon as it gets cold, out come the Big Freeze beanies.
Yeah, you just have to tune into the TV now, watch the footy, look around. You're going to see the beanies popping up everywhere, and it's just amazing. We talk about seeing the beanies in the wild, and for me, it's a moment that, you know, you stop and reflect the impact that it's having. But what it also shows for everyone out there who's currently fighting M&D or have lost someone, there's an army of people who really care and trying to make a difference.
Your old man was head of footy at West Coast, and after some pretty dismal years, Brad Scott got us into an elimination final at the old Subi Oval.
Yeah.
So I'm the president of North Melbourne. I've gone from the function to go down the rooms quickly and then head to my seat. And as I'm going through the back alleys in those old Subi Echo Oval stands, I hear this voice behind me. This is the head of footy of the opposition.
Yes.
You're in trouble today, Jimmy.
Oh, no, yeah.
He was always. Thanks for that, Neil. Yeah. We haven't even started yet. Anyway, 90 points later.
Belted.
We got the mother of all bashing.
Neil would have claimed
You're in trouble today, Neil.
He loves a good heckle.
He does.
Superstar. I love everything about this. We will chat to you before the main day, of course, on Triple M Footy. But
so
well
beanies,
done again.
Where are they available?
They're available at Coles Express, Coles, Bunnings, or online at fightmnd.org.au. Great to see you, Beck.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And I know you guys are going to get right behind it. So thank you very, very much.
The beanies are just $25 and the socks are just $15 as well. Fight MND. Big Freeze 9 is next month. This is the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And of course, there's not a lot of remuneration.
By the way, boys, don't forget that Mother's Day is this Sunday. Why don't you head to interflora.com.au for flowers and more, starting from just $69.
Well, interesting you say that, because we're talking mothers. The times that they've embarrassed you as a son or daughter. And the people that ring 133353 style will win
$200 Interflora voucher to get your mum some flowers for Mother's Day.
The ones that get on air. Yeah, the ones that get on air. Yeah. I'm in grade four at North Beach Primary.
Yep.
So I reckon you're grade four, you're about nine.
Yep.
Around that. Yes. And that's the time when you worry the most about getting embarrassed.
Exactly.
As a kid.
Yes.
You're never more vulnerable than
shy,
when you're nine.
You would have been a shy little kid.
So I'm sitting in class, minding my own business.
Yep.
And suddenly I see my mum. And mum was one of the first mums of that era to have like blonded hair.
Ooh.
And she used to have it set up nice and high and a striking looking woman.
Yeah, striking.
So I'm sitting there minding my own business in the classroom. She comes barging in.
Oh, no.
And it was one of those transportable ones. So
everyone
sitting out
looks.
On its own. Everyone looks. And I'm looking at it going, oh, no. Mum thought I'd gone to school without any underpants on.
Oh, no.
Freeborn. So she brought a pair of underpants with her to school to give to my teacher.
Into the class.
Into the class.
Oh, no.
A fat.
What did
I
you do?
I nearly died. I'm like, Mum. But anyway, she didn't speak. I stayed at my desk and she just dropped them off and left. Yeah. And I've just said to her,
just the undies.
Oh, yeah. I got home. I said, Mum.
Like your briefs or your little Speedo type operators?
They were like your jocks. Jocks? Not a G. I'm not wearing a G banger. Grade 4. I said, Mum, don't you ever do that again.
Oh, they're good. Tony DeBuffalo? What was his name, Jim? The Beast, exactly. Mm. Herald Sun wrote a story one day about Brownless playing terrible footy at the minute.
He would have got that right.
Nearly. Wasn't far from it. But guess what? Mum rang up the Herald Sun, got through to the Beast and gave it to him.
Gave him both barrels.
I didn't know this, of course, and I see him 2 weeks later in the rooms. He goes, how's your mum, Bill? I said, oh, well, no, why? He goes, mate, she rang me and gave it to me, buddy. Good on you.
Good
Annette.
On her.
Because I never played a bad game in
According
her
to
eyes.
Her.
And there was a lot of bad games there, Jim. Don't worry about that. Yeah. But in her eyes, never played a bad game.
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
It might have been that day.
Yeah, it might have been.
All right, 133353, when has your mother embarrassed you?
Yeah.
And massive prize on the line.
$200 voucher to interflora.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Righto. Yeah. Not sure where we're going with that.
Righto.
So we'll move on.
Right now we're asking, when has your mum embarrassed you?
Yes, 133353, because we've got Mother's Day prizes to give away that are extraordinary, $200.
Exactly. It's flora.com.au.
Right, Jason Hobart.
Old underpants, Brayshaw.
Yeah, I know. Old Joni. Not her finest. Hello, Jace.
Hey, JB. How you going? Hey, Billy.
G'day, Jace. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
That's away. What did your mum do, mate?
Well, back in grade 7, I was knocked unconscious playing footy. At the time, my mum was pregnant with my sister.
Yeah.
And tried to jump the fence to come out to help me.
Oh, no.
And got stuck.
Oh, no.
So I'm knocked out, and my mum also had to be rescued and helped off the fence because she got. So that was. They didn't really care about me being knocked out. It was more about my mum.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
I got knocked out in under 12s. Woke up in the back of a Valiant station wagon.
You did not.
I did.
How do you get knocked out?
I don't know. We don't remember when you get knocked out. I literally woke up in the back of Ray Wynn's Valiant station wagon staring at the roof.
Thinking, where am I?
Exactly what I thought.
Well done, Jace. Hang on to the line because you've won $200.
Oh, yeah.
Interflora.com.
Everyone who gets through wins.
Yes. That's right. We got Sarah there. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
How are you? When has your mum embarrassed you, Sarah?
So in grade 6, my mum, who worked as an integration aide at the school, came on school camp with me, and she did a teacher performance of ABBA, and she was Agneta, in front of my whole grade 6 class.
Agneta was the dark-haired one, wasn't she?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
That's bloody embarrassing.
I was scarred. No. I think I've
scarred.
Lost
the hair. I don't blame you. That's embarrassing.
Oh, that's it. There you go. Would have been nice.
Yes.
That was good, ABBA. We love ABBA. So, well done, Sarah. Hang on to the line. The girls will look after you with a magnificent Interflora package.
.com.au.
Thank you, Bill. Ross is out there in Moorool Bark. Hello, Ross. Go.
How you going, guys?
Hey, Ross.
We're good.
How are you? All right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Just takes a couple of seconds to get out to Moorool Bark. When's your mum embarrass you, Roscoe?
Well, similar story. When I was in grade 6, my teacher fell pregnant and obviously took maternity leave, and the emergency teacher that came in to cover her was my mum.
Oh, no. She look after you or not?
No, not at all. That was the problem. That's part of it. It was terrible.
Oh, imagine having
your
mum.
You wouldn't want to be taught by your mum, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, that would be hard work. Stay there.
Got rid of him, Rabs.
Oh, no, Rabs has just stepped in.
Scotty more.
Scotty's in Reservoir. Hello, Scotland.
How are you, mate?
What's happened, Scotland?
I was playing under 10s football. It was raining heavy, and Mum walked out with the brolly and dragged me off the ground.
Who with?
Who I was playing with?
Yeah, yeah.
Reservoir RSL.
Oh, mate. And Mum's walked out
under the brolly.
Brella.
That'll do for you.
Yes, well done.
I like it, Scott. Stay there. Yep. Rhino's in Bendigo, Bill.
Hello, Ryan.
Boys, how are we?
What happened, Ryan?
Guys, I've got a doozy for you. So the old girl, when I moved towns to a new footy club, said that when I kicked my first goal in under 18s, I would have been 16 at the time, she'd do a nudie run. And the rumour got out to the boys.
Your mum said this?
Yeah, yep.
Oh,
and
no.
She got heavy on the cans one night. And the boys,
come on, Mum.
pushed her to the limits, and yeah, she actually did it. I went down to her full underwear, took the bra off, and all went around the oval.
Where was this at? What ground?
As much as I hate to admit it, it was the good old Benalla Saints.
Benalla Saints. And Mum did a nudie run.
She did.
Wow. Down to her trolleys.
Oh, it got the
got the bats out.
Oh, that jam.
Come on, Mum.
$200 voucher to interflora.com.au for Rhino. That is very.
And it was Germana.
Waino.
Waino's there. Hello, Wayne.
Waino. Beat that, Waino.
How can you beat that, lad? Unreal. look, many years ago when I was 14, playing footy for Germana, the old Hoppers back in the day, as they were called.
Yeah.
Got kicked in the nuts by the opposition. My old lady was the trainer at the time.
Oh, no.
And she come out while I was laying on the ground. She goes, I'd rub it for you, mate, but all the other boys would get jealous. And then this was not right.
Mum, the trainer. Oh, some good mums out there. I love it.
I haven't lived that one, Dan.
No, you wouldn't have.
Benalla, Jim.
No. You can't have Mum doing it.
No, you can't. We almost need to give Rhino something for himself.
A nudie.
I think we do. We've got to find something for Rhino.
So they all get a $200 voucher from our friends at
interflora.com.au. And Rhino, we're going to send you a slab of Carlton Draft as well, mate, and a Rush Hour schooner glass. Yeah.
Geez, thanks, boys.
And well, a bra for your mum.
And if I wanted to send some flowers, or anyone wants to send flowers.
Yes.
What does it start at?
$69,
That's
Bill.
That's cheap.
It is very cheap. Interflora.com.au is where you need to go. Do not pull that face to me.
Look at him.
Yes, head to interflora.com.au for flowers and more for your mum, starting from just, Bill?
$69. How good's that?
Wendell Saylor joining us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying I'm innocent, by the way.
No.
I just need proof that I'm not.
The Melbourne Storm take on the Brisbane Broncos tonight at Amy Park. You can hear it on Triple M Melbourne and the Listener app. And this man is part of the call team, Big Wendell Saylor.
Oh.
Our next guest loves rugby league.
I love rugby league!
He played over 200 games for the Broncos, Dragons, Queensland and Australia. You can hear him on Triple M's Rush Hour in Sydney and rockin' Triple M NRL because...
I love rugby league!
Please welcome Wendell Saylor.
Oh, yes, Jimmy boy. Apparently he loves rugby league. Melbourne Storm, 5-4 take on the Brokios. 8-2, Jim.
5-4 and take on the Brokios.
5-4 take on the Broncos, 8-2. Super start to round 11 of NRL. And can you believe it? The Broncos, Wendell, are underdogs.
Yeah, no, I can believe it. I think the Melbourne Storm have won 22 out of the last 24 games against the Broncos. So it is their bogey side. Back in the day when we played against Melbourne, there was a great rivalry because of guys like John Rebo and Chris Johns went down there. And yes. And then obviously Cameron Smith and all those guys, and they love beating the Broncos. So I think their winning record, even at Suncorp, is 80%. But this is a different Broncos side, and Storm aren't travelling quite as well as they probably would have liked, even though they're not going too bad.
I'll tell you what happened recently, Bill.
What happened?
It was about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I had to go up to Sydney, do a game Saturday, Friday night game of AFL. Mm. So I had to go into the Sydney studios at Triple M to do our show from a tiny little studio. I look out.
Yep.
There's a man... with an entourage the like of which I've never seen before. Oh. 7 or 8 hanging off him.
Billy
Slater. I can't actually see who that is. I looked sideways, one way, sideways, the other way, and eventually I caught the back of the head. I said, that's the Dell. He had 7 blokes hanging off him.
Hangers.
I've never seen anything like it, Dell. That's the crowd that you had following you around.
Oh, look, I'm not one to pump my own tires, but I'm a big deal all around Australia, and you know what? I'm getting a bit tired of carrying Gus and Jude on this show.
Of course you have. Right. The Rush Hour up there. Yeah. Can't believe this. Craig Bellamy has arranged 22 wins from the last 24
games. Yeah, that's what Dale just said.
I know. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, he did.
But you know what? They've stole a line off here. Vitas Gerolaitis. Remember him?
Yes.
Remember Vitas?
I do, bloody
hell. So guess what his line was after he finally defeated Jimmy Connors after 16 losses in a row. He said, let that be a lesson to you all. No one beats Vitas Gerolaitis 17 times in a row.
Exactly right.
Vitas.
No, that is true. Yeah. So what's turned the Broncos around? Because they've been garbage forever, haven't they, Big Dell? So how have they managed to turn it around to be at the top of the tree?
Well, I think, yeah, I think there's a couple of things. They bought Reece Walsh from the Warriors. He's exciting. He's a really good-looking young kid, but also fantastic energy. In the last couple of years, he's been a bit hot and cold. Came through the Broncos system, went to the Warriors for bigger money, and just wanted to come back home. So he's just added another dimension. He's added more like a Billy Slater style of speed. Ooh, like honest. When he gets the ball, he just takes off. So he's going to be in the mix for Origin in and around. It's going to be either him or Callum Ponga. Me personally, I've got Reece Walsh on form. Ooh. Payne Huss. Look, Payne Huss has been outstanding. Cool. It's been like he has just been a colossus just at the front, just taking hit-ups left, right and centre, big motor. And then Adam Reynolds, the old Wiley Fox, he's got to stay in the park. Like, yeah, I think he's 33, 34, but he just gets him around. So that mix, along with guys like Katoni Staggs and Carrigan and that, and Selwyn Cobbo, these guys are playing some really good football, but I'm still not sold on the Broncos yet. Ooh. I'm still not sold on them, boys.
Righto. Right. Payne has been a pain in the ass because he's leading the Daly M medal. He's going beautifully. But the offense of Cobbo, Staggs, and Herbie Farnworth, they've been good, haven't they?
I've never listened to him.
No, you're right. But the Broncos outside five, mate, they're very powerful and they've been working well for one another. They're doing magic things, you know. Some of the tries they're scoring, it's been fantastic to watch. So even if you don't like the Broncos, the football that they're starting to play now is throwback to the old days, you know, when you had the Renoff and the Takiris and those guys playing. So I'm loving the new modern style of Broncos football. And Kevin Walters, you know, it's a feather in his cap at the moment.
We love Kevy.
Speaking of coaches, what's Craig Bellamy going to do next week? What's his decision, do you think?
Mate, if you asked me 4 or 5 weeks ago, I would think that he's probably just about had enough because he coached me in and around the Broncos. Love Belzer, love what he's done for the game. I reckon he'll go again. Because Jason Rolls is a person who was looking to take the Melbourne Storm job.
Yeah.
So he's had a meeting with the Dragons. And I don't know, the last couple of weeks, I've just got the feeling that Craig Bellamy, he's not done and dusted. I just think he'll go again one more year. And, you know, Melbourne Storm, they've got some great sponsors there. Matty Tripp and the boys out at the Crown, mate. They can be very enticing, mate, as you boys know.
Yeah. We ask anyone involved in Rock League.
Yes.
And, of course, the Dells are legend of the Caper. When was the last time you saw Cam Smith? We're not sure he's alive anymore.
Oh, yeah, I saw him at Magic Round, mate, and he's killing it, mate. Like, everyone loves Cam Smith, and he's killing it with his commentary. Everything that he does, he turns to gold. So he's got close to the best footy brain in the game. Him, Matty Johns and Phil Gould, they're all thereabouts, but I love listening to Cam Smith.
He was a regular on our show.
Yes.
When he was playing for the Storm, when he was a captain of the Storm, when they're winning titles, when he's driving his bloody boat around Port Phillip Bay. And then as soon as he retired, it's the last time we ever saw him.
Well, you know what Cam's like. He's a bit like Billy, mate. They maximise their brand. And those two guys, you know, we know Cooper Cronk has been great too. So those three guys, you guys help them get to the top and they just forget us, mate. You know, they're not loyal like us.
Wipe us like a dirty ass.
Well, we put that ham on his head on the statue and he didn't like that.
That's right.
He didn't like that. Hey, well done on the Magic Round. I see you pinched that idea off us up at the AFL with the Gather Round.
Oh, yeah. We pinched everything off you guys, yeah.
He did so. Hey, now tell me, is the tribunal up there cracking down on head-high tackles and hits? Because it certainly is down here, mate. It's all happening down here. What's happening up there?
It's more the hip drop, like the head highs, I mean, you can't obviously go anywhere near the head, and obviously I do follow the AFL as well. But I think the big thing now, because the boys, there's so much wrestling, it's actually the hip drop where you're sliding down and you're trying to take their legs out underneath them. Blokes have been getting 4 to 6 weeks banned there, so we're trying to get that out of the game. And that's something that we don't need in the game because you can put a player out for the whole season doing that.
All right, Del, we love what you do, of course. You've got the big call coming up, and that'll be superb. Storm and the Broncos, of course, tonight, yes. Amy Park, 7:50 p.m. What's the back line? Yourself, of course, dominating. Who else?
Oh, there's going to be me, Anthony Maroon, and I think also there's going to be obviously Wade Graham, the Cronulla captain. But I've got to say, JB, I always love talking to you because the last time I think I saw you, we were Triple M Golf Day.
Yes.
That was a great golf day. But I want to say to you, JB, happy birthday, mate. I know it's your birthday, mate.
Well done, Del.
Happy birthday. Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
Did you get on the bus, Del?
Oh, no.
I love the coaching bus, mate. I like it on the coaching bus. I'll get on JB's bus anytime, but.
Oh, at the golf day.
No, he knows what you mean.
I know. I love you, buddy.
Well done, Del. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Wendell Saylor on the Rush Hour. You can hear him as part of our call team tonight as the Storm take on the Broncos from 7 p.m. on Triple M and the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Sometimes it's the old kiss theory, Jim. Keep it stupid simple.
Yeah, you should feel good. You're listening to the best show on the radio. It's a beautiful day here in Melbourne.
Beautiful.
And Ed Richards is on the way.
Is he?
Yeah, very good player, number 20 for the Western Bulldogs. Got the red top.
That's it.
But very calm with the footy and then gets and goes. I like what he does.
Gets and goes.
A good young man. I think he went to, was it Carey or St. Kevin's or one of those joints? So I like him. Well-spoken, nice young man. So that's still to come.
He went to Duck.
What?
Carey.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Frothy time.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
Have a beer.
For Thirsty Camel's Hump Club, for exclusive weekly offers and rewards, membership has its perks. Join in store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly.
When's he happening in the footy world, Bill?
Bloody oath. Dylan Grimes has inked a deal for his 15th season. Been a good player, hasn't he?
Bloody oath, yes.
At the Tigers. Yep. They'll need him tomorrow night. Also, Tigers have confirmed a new deal for defenders Tyler Young.
Right.
And Noah Bolter. So what? There you go there.
Okay.
Oh, some interesting news at Collingwood.
Oh, I've listened to the camel.
Craig McRae has come out and said that Billy Frampton has suffered a groin injury, Jim,
right,
and was expected to miss a couple of weeks. He's hurt that during the week. So he's out for 2 weeks. Another type of ruckman that they miss.
Yep.
Big Mason Cox was back. How'd he go on the weekend, Big Coxie?
It was all right, yeah.
Just all right, right, okay. They didn't go too well. But anyway, so they'll miss Billy Frampton. He's been a great pickup.
Oh, I haven't listened to the camera.
I've got a question, Jim, in a minute. Who's the most improved player? Right, I'm at the end of this. Who's the most improved player this year?
of a list you're giving me? Or just full
I'm throwing
stop.
It out there.
Righto.
Just have
question
a think.
Question without notice.
Oh, no, I've got some things to go through. Poor old Tom McCartan, Jim. Has got headaches. So he missed 2 weeks, had concussion, missed 2 weeks. Then he came back and played against Collingwood.
Yes.
Got fined, I reckon, $2,500.
Played well.
He did. And now he's got headaches. He didn't cop a bump in that game, but he's got headaches.
Right.
So he's out this week, which is some concern there. Of course, Paddy is still getting all his work done from the doctors and things like that. So no good there for Tommy.
Yes.
And Peter Laddams, who hurt himself early last week, didn't he?
First bounce,
very early. He's out with an arm injury. Tom Hickey to come back in. He's set to return there. So that's something. Also, what else have I got here? Yes, all right. Max King is not playing this week, Jim.
Right.
Kingy, he's not playing. They're going to give him another week of full training.
Right.
That'll better suit him. So he's not playing this week. And I don't know if you heard this, but Alex played it before in the minute on Triple M Sport.
And M Sport in a minute.
That's it. And have a listen to what Tom Mitchell said and why Collingwood. No, that's not Tom. Why Collingwood are playing such good football.
It sort of takes me back to the days of going through junior footy and school footy when you've had your most fun. That's what it feels like at the moment. The coaching staff and what Fly's done, just so good at building all the players up, and I think everyone's just playing with so much confidence.
How good's that?
Brilliant.
Just enjoy it.
I agree, Bill.
And it's hard to do that at footy clubs because there's so much pressure and things like that. But if you can just go back to the old school days and have a bit of fun
Love
and you're
what
winning.
You're doing. Enjoy what you're doing.
So well done to the Fly. He's done well.
Oh, he has.
He's my most improved coach.
The Fly.
Most
improved.
Well,
he was good last year. Just a
made
kick out of a granny.
Made a breathing. Who's your most improved player?
Well, I haven't had a good enough look at it all, but Tim English would be there.
Yes.
I think he's been a good player, but I think he's taken it to another level. So there's been good improvement in his game.
Yes, I'm just trying
Who are you nominating?
Miles Bergman.
Miles Bergman, yep.
Not bad.
Mason Wood.
Mason Wood has been very good. Well done, Raps.
Callum Wilkie, but been good for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who isn't most improved, but you talk about the NAB Rising Star.
Yeah.
Harry Sheasel, I think, of the 8 games he's played, has only not had 30 disposals once.
I think he's favourite.
It's just ridiculous. And he's playing in the second worst team in the comp.
Mm.
I mean, it's actually insane what that bloke's doing.
Exactly right. I think he might be the favourite for the Rising Star.
He may be. I don't know. I haven't seen any. I don't look at the betting lines. But, Bill, it is just incredible. And I think on the weekend it was nearly 500 metres gained.
He's actually
taking the ground with the ball.
Good on him.
He has been unbelievable.
He has. Looking forward to the other boy coming in, Wardlaw.
Yeah, Georgie Wardlaw. Let's hope soon.
What about two Friday night games, Jimmy boy?
Come
Richmond
on.
Geelong.
Geelong have got eight out. They got a few injuries. Jai Clark plays his first game. Well,
tell us a bit
him.
About him.
Midfielder, hard at it. They picked him up with number seven they got last year.
They did.
Local boy, potential leadership qualities.
Oh, good, righto.
And just a good boy.
So I remember a lot of sizzle around him during the draft.
Yes, exactly.
So yep.
Cats have won five in a row. But Richmond are a chance here. A bit of value for Richmond because I know they were ordinary first half against West Coast, but their second half was better with Taranto and Prestia. The meatball kicked three in the third quarter.
He did. He caught fire, little meat.
And Dusty was starting to get it. And, of course, Bolton. So they go in. If they can get a bit of a crowd there and get them going, they're a bit of a chance.
Yes. I'm looking forward to the game.
Yeah, exactly. And then West Coast and the Suns. The Suns have got to win this one. If they're fair dinkum, they've had two pretty good weeks. If they're fair dinkum and think they can get near the finals, they've got to win this one and win it easy against West Coast.
Yes. Having nearly 20 players they can't select.
You know who's been great? Oscar Allen.
Oh, because he is great.
22 goals this year for the West Coast Eagles. That's been a really good effort.
That has.
So we'll watch Matty Rowell when he gets onto the West Coast ground.
See if he likes the taste of what. Oh, have a listen to the camel.
Camel's not
he
happy.
Can't, no.
You know why? Matty's been eating his grass.
That's Thirsty Thursday.
That's true.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
What about
Thirsty
that?
Camels Hump Club for exclusive weekly offers and rewards. Membership has its perks. Join in-store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It won't grow on me bloody head, but it comes out my ears and my nose, Jim. What's going on? Hey, Jimmy boy, birthday, of course. Rocky happy years. Birthday to you. What did you end up doing? Because you come in beautifully dressed last night.
I went to a restaurant called Beverly, which is a rooftop restaurant in South Yarra, across the road from the Olsen.
Oh, yes.
Bill.
Where we used to live.
Unbelievably good.
So down the alleyway there.
It's a bill, so where you pull in to go to the Olsen to drop people off or pick them up or whatever. Directly across the road from there, the lift takes you up to the 24th floor, and it is extraordinary. Magnificent views of Melbourne, of the MCG, Amy Park, down the Yarra, the city. It is superb. So I went there with my wife-to-be and my brother and sister-in-law, and we had a ball. It was awesome. So
Beverly.
Check it out. It's called Beverly.
Do you get presents this morning? Do the kids?
No.
No. Something tonight?
Maybe. Mm. I don't tend to get many. And I'm not unhappy about that, Bill. I'm pretty comfortable with what I have.
We've got one coming for you.
We
just hasn't arrived yet.
Well, that's right. We've made you the cake, of course.
Was beautiful. Whit made beautiful cake. You did nothing.
So Whit did that. Right. And then we got you a present. It's on the way, just coming now. But we've got a big surprise for you, Jimmy boy.
Look at the stupid head
on
you.
We've got a big, big
surprise.
All
I'm saying to you is this. The great Sam Newman always used to say to us on the footy show, what? If you're going to be a smart ass,
be a smart ass.
Get it right.
Here we go now. JB's Idiot File. Have a listen.
Tell you what, we got another legend, Xavier Ellis, very, very highly regarded in this part of the world. And we're going to talk to him shortly. Oh, no. Sherelle, an incredible body of work recognised as it should be at John Cain Arena. Congratulations. Good luck with the Young Blokes big final. Oh, no. We're going to take a break.
Yes.
We're going to come back because there's lots more to discuss, including Kent Kingsley. Adam Kingsley. Remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Cooper's Mild Ale. Best mid-strength beer that tastes like a full strength. Triple M Rocks footy. Drink it.
Oh, no. But you'll be watching the Masters, of course, starting this morning, as in tomorrow morning.
It'll be tomorrow morning, yeah.
Oh, no. I got some feedback with Hose. Sorry, Hose. I think the world of you.
Enough.
Oh, no. The Bachelor, Maddie J. Shelley Craft's next on the footy show. On the footy show.
Oh,
hell, what have I got? All the way through and then you stuck me.
You idiot.
Oh, no. Try humping Fisher while he's trying to spin the dicks. Then eventually.
Spin the dicks.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
Love it, Ned. Love it, Jared. We are going to a break. Oh, no.
And they're back with a song that was number one right around the world. Put your hands together for Chris. A kiss, I should say. And I was made for loving you.
Oh, no. But Billis, we need to very quickly congratulate a man from West Meadows. Yeah, his name's Brent.
Did you just call him Billis?
Billis. Might have.
I think you did.
Could easily have.
Yeah.
Billis. Oh, no.
Don't forget, every single game of Gather Round you can hear live on the Listener app and on Triple M Footy. Of course, it kicks off tomorrow night.
What do we call them?
Gather Round It.
Is our show called the Gather Round
It? Yeah, the Rush Hour's Gather Round It.
Oh, no.
Wait. I'm looking at it going,
yeah, gather round.
Is that what we're calling it?
Actually, rush hours, gather round.
Right, okay. Oh, no. Hey, Damo, great chatting to you. DamienChristoff.com.
Oh, Jim.
Do that again.
What are you thinking, Jim?
Good thing we're pre-recording.
No, we're going with that.
Oh, no. I'll tell you, no. The other one I love, Tommy, is Jamie Dersma. Because
Xavier.
No, sorry, Xavier Dersma. Oh, no. Got a 33-point lead, Ash? 49. Sorry about that. I'm looking at the time left and not the actual bloody score. Oh, no. Stay there, plugger. Like that. Dan's in Ashburton. Or even Ashburton. Ashburton. Hello, Dan. Oh, no.
No.
Operated on, knocked out. Anaesthetised, as they say.
He's not right.
We and Willis. Some... Oh, no. I appreciate that, Gaz. Well, who else do we need? Greg, who else do we need to hear from? Let's get to Michael. Michael.
Michael. Right, Michael. Yeah, Michael. Write that down.
Write that down, Dangerous.
Michael.
Oh, no.
That is interesting, isn't it?
The shot cock. I'm going to have another go.
Yeah, the 8th shot that down.
Yeah, I'm 8th day. The shot clock, Chief. Oh, no. You've come at a good time.
Yeah.
The Thursday show is coming in 2 days. Tuesday's today.
Write
that down, please, Rabs. Oh, no.
What have we got next, Jay-Z?
No, he was yesterday.
What have we got next?
Fat.
That was all this week.
You're going back to the footy show.
All this week.
So that's over 15 years ago.
Chris.
And then three of those had Higo back announcing
it.
No,
I didn't.
And Higo hasn't been on this show for 10 years.
All this week. And
that's
a lot,
how far back you're having to go to find any mistakes.
A lot of tape on the cutting
all
room
I know
floor,
is,
Jim.
I didn't ever mean to say Hoback.
Yes, you did call Rosemary.
Damien Christoph's website.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, that was bloody pre-recorded.
Shot clock.
So you've gone and dug that out of stuff that never even went to air.
Shot clock.
Thank you.
A lot of old no's there, Jim.
Hoback.
Chris.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jeez, I've had a good month.
Yes. Oh. Let us be the judge of that.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Bulldogs are flying. They've won 3 in a row, and we're joined by one of their young stars, Ed Richards.
Out the back, Richards picks it up, snaps, Richards! Ooh. Nice finish under pressure from the young man.
In a one-on-one with Colajasny, Richards did well. So did Colajasny. Richards off the ground. Topo, will it get there? Yes! It has!
Richards now runs around the man on the mark. He dummied him. Ran to 45. Long ball is a beauty.
Right in the sweet spot, Bill.
Yep.
93 games,
yes.
24 years of age and playing very good football. Ed Richards, welcome to you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Playing good footy, all right. You love a run and love a bounce, Eddie boy.
Yes. Yes, I do love a run and bounce. It's it is good to sort of break out in a bit of space. I mean, yeah, not everyone loves a contested ball.
No.
What are the instructions around that, Ed? Like, what does Luke say to you? Did he say, mate, if you see green grass ahead of you, take it?
Yeah. Yeah, bloody earth. We're all about territory and taking the space you got in front of you and, hopefully leaving your opponent in the dust behind you.
Yeah. So you good year this year so far. Last year was very nice, average 18 disposals, mm-hmm. Diddy stuff. But 21 wasn't so good. And we all have those years, Ed. I think that's good for you at the end of your career.
Bill had lots of them.
I had a few more than probably Ed, yep. Yes. But what happened there? You did your ankle, did you, in 21?
Yeah, started 21. So round one, I wasn't in the team, so I was playing VFL. So to rub salt in the rooms, I broke my ankle at the start of the year and then missed sort of 12 to 13 weeks trying to rehab that and then came back and found my way into the team, but then I dislocated my shoulder. So it was a bit of a rough year, but I mean, it was good to support the boys throughout the finals. I mean, we had a lot of fun on the road and but yeah, it was a bit of a rough year.
And then very good last year, the most improved player award at the Doggies. We all love them. I won one of those.
Did you, Bill?
Yeah, they're good awards. And then last month, signed a 2-year extension at the kennel. So all going beautifully, Eduardo.
Yeah, going very well. Going very well. Very happy at the kennel. So easy decision to sign on for another 2 years.
Hey, get back to 2021 because everyone looks at Ed Richards as an AFL player for a really good club and thinks that's one of the great jobs and one of the great lives to live. But when you're long-term injured and you're basically invisible at a footy club, you've got leprosy, no one gives a stuff because you can't be selected.
I don't think he had leprosy.
But you know what I mean, Ed? I've seen it myself. Long-term injured players are pushed a long way back on the bus and it must be a pretty tough mental place to be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it definitely is. I mean, I was lucky enough to have some people in long-term injuries around me, which sort of helps you, I guess, because you're in it together. Me and Toby McLean. Toby had just done his first ACL, so we were there together. And we became really close over that period, which was great. So obviously thank him a lot for getting me through that. But it's obviously tough. I mean, you're not in the forefront of any of the coaches' minds really or anything like that. It's all sort of with the physios and with the rehab staff. So, yeah, it's tough to sort of feel a part of it. But, I mean, I guess, as you said, it's sort of everyone has to deal with it at some stage, I feel like.
Yes.
Except for the very lucky few that don't.
Yeah, exactly. And especially, as you have spoken about, when the team's going really well. I mean, if the team's going like a busted ass, Ed, and you're long-term injured, you're sort of going, okay, well, this mightn't be actually too bad. Yeah. But when you're playing in grannies and winning, you know, emphatic finals on the road, it must have been a tough year, but it makes what you're experiencing now even better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it was extremely tough. I mean, we were watching the boys nervously and anxiously, you know, just get over the line against Brisbane, and then we obviously wiped Port in that prelim pretty easily. But it makes it better now.
Absolutely did. If you go back and have a look at it,
it was done at three quarter time. I think.
Game was over, Bill.
Wiping your bum, Richo said. Do you hear what Richo said?
We're going to take a little break with Ed. Very famous family, of course.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to get to the bottom of that next, and also a few other things about our man.
His dog.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So what's happened to me? What's going on?
Your mind is elsewhere.
No, it's blank, Jim. It's not elsewhere.
Ed Richards from the Western Bulldogs joins us, JB, and they broke their membership record of 51,056 last week. Make sure you sign up, membership.westernbulldogs.com.au.
Very important to sign up, especially at the doggies there. Now, Rich Flavor, tell us, how do you have you seen the Western Bulldogs year? 7th on the ladder, 5-3.
It's obviously a slow start, but we've sort of steadied the ship a bit in the last couple of weeks, which has been good. I mean, what is it? What are we now? We've won last three in a row, and then we had that close one against Port. So, we've been doing a lot of things right, which has been good.
And a big, big game this week, Jimmy boy. They take on Carlton Saturday night at Marvel. Carlton have got their issues. We know that. So a huge game. Must be looking forward to it this Saturday night. Richie Rich?
Yep. Yeah, very much looking forward. I don't know if you can get another nickname in there. We'll see if we can work that one out. We haven't really stuck with one yet, but that's all right. Massive game this week. I mean, Carlton will obviously come out all guns are blazing, so we're going to be there to try and match them for sure.
Now. Of course, I'm going to try and get this right,
don't
Ed,
bring
and
this
I know
up.
I'm going to get it wrong.
Every interview he gets this, Jim.
Well, we've hadn't spoken to Ed before.
I think once.
Have we spoken to you before, Ed?
Yeah, I think once.
Did we talk about your...
Of course we did.
Your great uncle Lou?
No, I don't. I can't remember, to be honest.
All right, well, so Ron was your grandfather, of course, a legend of Collingwood. Lou, obviously, yes, also a legend of Collingwood, so you've got great pedigree.
And Charlie Panham, who played 229 games back in the 80s.
So the bloody... an incredible legacy, but Bill and I used to work with Lou, Ed. And Bill more than me because Bill was on the Sunday footy show.
Yeah, we used to do the joke.
I had to do a show called Any Given Sunday with Gary and Sam after the Sunday footy show.
Yes.
So I'd turn up at 9 while the Sunday footy show was going on to get the suit on and made up.
Yep.
And that pretty much always coincided with Lou having finished recording his segment, getting his makeup off, and leaving the studio in.
Yes.
And he'd always have a chaperone, and that chaperone was Brian Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Ed,
this happened 25 times.
But what did he used to say?
Lou would walk along the corridor, and I'd be coming the other way, and Lou would say to Brian, who's that? And Brian would go, that's James Brayshaw, Lou. Who's he? No, he was a cricketer. And then Lou, this is 25 weeks in a row, Lou would say, what's a cricketer doing on a footy show? It was Groundhog Day every Sunday, Ed, because the next week I'd turn up, Brian, Who's that?
Oh, he's a beauty, but what no,
we loved him.
Short memory, the Richards we have.
Yeah, well, I think Lou, by that stage, thought it was quite humorous.
Well, it used to be interesting because he'd come in for the joke towards the end of the show, and I'd be standing there and go, oh, he's not on today. No, he's at somewhere else. Mate, that light had gone on the camera, and there's Lou, bang. As soon as the light went on, he was away. He was he was a pioneer of the old footy shows and things like that, wasn't he, the great Lewis?
Yeah, no, he was obviously unbelievable. I mean, he's still got that legacy now with the Lou Richards medal and the handball as well. So he's left that lasting legacy there for sure.
Superstar, we love him. Now, Cut, we always do this with boys that we like. There's a few real different units at the Western Bulldogs.
Can I ask him the first one? Cody Waitman, does he wear jocks?
He does now. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw. We actually had a few boxes sent to the club of jocks for everyone to try out. So,
did it come up in the weekly review on a Monday, like just the old snag popping out?
No, it didn't. We have a few women sort of in the room, so it would be inappropriate. Oh, but
yes,
it did come up with the boys for sure.
Ed, Bill's fixated with it. Like he'd been fascinated with it ever since. Tom Liberatore, we love.
Yes.
Yes, Tommy boy. Yes, what do you want to know?
What sort of a unit are we dealing
with? Different unit.
His appearance is definitely different. I mean, with all the stickers on his on him that he's got, but overall he's pretty down to earth, to be honest, old Tommy.
And Caleb Daniel,
great to hang around.
I want to know about him because as soon as he takes the helmet off, no one knows who he is.
Yeah, exactly.
He could walk down Bourke Street Mall and no one would know he's the very good player for the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. I mean, he's another one that I actually played golf with him today. So, very close with, and he's a great fella.
Where did you play?
Too quirky or anything?
No,
we just played at we played at Royal Park.
Well, you're better than that.
No, he's better than that. No, he mightn't be. Hey, Richie Richardson, what about Sam Darcy? What's happened there? Got a hole in his lung.
I don't know too much of the details, but apparently he's too tall for his own good. Apparently he's stretched his lung too much. He's still growing or something along the lines of that.
It's going to be okay. Everything's okay.
He grew 7 centimetres in his 18th year.
So the lung's just stretched.
I don't know the medical term of it, but
I like it. Didn't happen to Cody Waitman, obviously. He hasn't grown.
Or Caleb Daniel. They haven't got a hole in their lung.
Hey, what about the dog, the groodle you got, Otis? It's the same colour as your hair and bigger than you.
Yeah, no, he's a lot bigger than me. He's a lot derpier than me as well. But, yeah, we're the same colour hair. Same colour hair. So it's like that old adage, how you look like your dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Have a look, Jim.
Oh, it's going to see, Bill.
It bounces along. They go, g'day, Ed, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't reckon that's what he says.
No, the bloke. No.
Otis.
No, he's a great dog, though. He's a great dog.
And Eleni.
Oh.
Eleni.
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 Eleni. Almost, yeah.
Eleni. Righto. Yes. How long have we been swinging hands?
Hey? Oh, we've done our research. We've been stalking you.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. We've been together for 6 years now.
6 years? Oh. Jeez, 23?
Gee.
Yeah, we were together at school. Yeah.
Where were you at school, please, Edward?
Carey Grammar. Yeah. It was all over it. Yep.
Bloody hell.
Carey.
That's a long time swinging hands.
Bloody hell.
As a young fella, Ed.
Ed.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Righto.
Good work, Ronnie. Now, they've got two All Australians, Jim, two in the side right now. The Bont, of course. We all know how good he is. Tim English is flying too.
Yes. Big Timmy's having putting together a great year so far, which is. I mean, it's awesome in there to be able to throw to him at any time, whether you're kicking it to him or he's working that magical tap rockman work, which is it's been great so far for us.
So, Ed, which of the 15 nicknames that Bill's throwing at you do you actually like?
And what is your nickname?
I actually get Flame.
Flame.
Because of the red hair. I got Flame. I get Sauce as well. And then Richo is obviously... the obvious one.
Yeah. Red nuts?
Yeah, rusty nuts.
Fan of pants?
I'm going Tim McGrath.
Fan of pants, yeah.
We used all to call ones. Tim McGrath all the same.
Oh, every time you've got a teammate with
Bluey,
red hair.
And then they get Bluey
McKenna. Yeah. Exactly right. Hey, Ed, great story, mate. You're going beautifully. Well, we love watching you play footy, as I say, that dash off halfback and beautiful use of the ball. Good luck. Massive game Saturday night at Marvel against Carlton. We can't wait.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much, lads.
Ed Richards from the Western Bulldogs on the Rush Hour Triple M. By the way, membership.westernbulldogs.com.au. Sign up today and be part of the Doggies' record-breaking membership this season.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with birthdays Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. Yes. Don't forget Melbourne Storm on 7 p.m. tonight on Triple M Melbourne and the listener app.
And tomorrow, Xavier Ellis joins us, of course, Friday night game happening in Perth.
Exactly. Big one, that one. West Coast Eagles Suns. If the Suns are fair dinkum and want to play finals, they've got to win
that. No, they'd be winning that, surely.
You'd think so.
Jared Berry, idiot file, brag artist. Friday's always a massive helping.
Big.
I like it. All right, Fat.
Yeah.
Something with any hume attached?
Maybe.
All right, come on then.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Should have told this one yesterday, Jim.
Right.
Bono and The Edge walk into a bar and the bartender says, "Not you two again."
Oh.
That's a nice start.
Right, so
it was Bono's birthday, Jim, yesterday.
See, that's... but you got the joke.
Yeah, it's
hard to come. Right.
Topical.
I hit it, Rabs, yep.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Little story about you two, but now the joke.
That was a prawn cocktail.
Yeah, right, okay.
With that nice sauce. What's the sauce called?
Thousand Island,
Tartier.
I don't know.
No, it's Thousand Island. Well done. Bit of lettuce.
Seafood sauce. Yeah.
Seafood sauce.
Here we go.
I took my son out for his first pint, Jim.
Slaps.
Got him a Foster's.
Right.
He didn't like it. So I had it. Then I got him a Carlsberg. He didn't like that either. Then I thought, oh, well, let's have a go at the Guinness. Didn't like that. A cider. Nah. By the time we got down to the whiskey, I could hardly push the pram, Jim.
Oh, no.
Jim, didn't like any of it.
I think it's not a props that you're trying to force alcohol on someone in a pram.
Well, he didn't like anything. Didn't like the Foster's, the Carlsberg, the Guinness, the cider, Jim.
Look at the looks through the glass. How disappointed our staff are.
What's wrong with them?
Oh!
What's wrong with them?
Nothing's wrong with them.
Push the pram.
They just know how in a props that line of joke is.
I'm,
so where's Rabbit?
Nah, that's good.
Oh, well done, Rab. I think that's...
I've got to get back over that side of the desk. I've got to retake control.
That's funny. Yeah, well done. That's good. It'll be told again around the dinner table.
Back over there.
No. You liked it.
Especially on my birthday.
Yeah.
I expected better than that.
Did you get your present? They weren't old enough to drop. That was them.
Actually, you got it.
All right, I've got the present. There we go. There we are.
How's it wrapped up?
You re-wrapped it.